KORN News Radio Sports. It is Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Belgium would defeat the U.S. men's national team last night in Seattle 4-1, knocking out the U.S. of the World Cup. Belgium now moves on to the quarterfinals. Also yesterday, Spain would shut out Portugal 1-0 to also advance. Two more matches today. Argentina will take on Egypt. That will be an 11 a.m. start on Fox, followed by Colombia and Switzerland, also at 3 p.m. on Fox. After having yesterday off, the Minnesota Twins are back at home after taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees over the weekend. The Twins host Cleveland for a 3-game series at Target Field. That starts tonight at 6:40. Minnesota starts the week just a game and a half back of the Texas Rangers for the last wild card spot in the American League. They're also 4 games back of the Chicago White Sox for first place in the AL Central. Taj Bradley gets the start for the Twins tonight. He's coming off an 11-strikeout performance last week over 5 innings in a win at Houston. Meanwhile, Cleveland, they are 3 games up on the Twins for second place in the AL Central. Boston Celtics president Brad Stevens defending his trade last week of Jaylen Brown, calling the team's future path more challenging without a roster shakeup. Stevens, speaking to the media yesterday, explained that tying up 70% of Boston's salary cap in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum made it too difficult to build championship depth. The Celtics traded the 29-year-old Brown to their rival Philadelphia for 36-year-old Paul George and 4 future draft picks. Meanwhile, Celtics owner Bill Chisholm denied that the trade was a cost-cutting measure, insisting that the front office has the green light to spend whatever it takes to win. 3-time MVP Nikola Jokic says he wants to be with the Denver Nuggets for the rest of his career, but he's going to wait to lock in his next contract next season. Jokic, speaking in Serbia yesterday following a FIBA World Cup qualifying win, the 31-year-old confirmed he will bypass a contract extension this offseason and wait until next summer to sign a new deal. By waiting until 2027, Jokic will be eligible for a historic 5-year Supermax contract worth an estimated $350 million. 6-time NBA All-Star DeMar DeRozan officially a free agent after being waived by the Sacramento Kings yesterday. The move was a mutual decision between DeRozan and the front office after Sacramento failed to find a suitable trade partner. The 36-year-old becomes a salary cap casualty for the rebuilding Kings, who now save over $15 million by cutting DeRozan before the final year of his contract becomes guaranteed. Despite Sacramento's struggles last season, DeRozan still averaged over 18 points per game on nearly 50% shooting. Multiple playoff contenders expected to pursue DeRozan now in free agency. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.